USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
An Arkansas mayor is thanking police officers following a deadly shooting inside a Walmart.
It's due to their heroism and quick response that no civilians were injured. Again, thank you. Truly thank you to the response of the officers.
Forest City Mayor Cedric Williams says police did the right thing by confronting someone at the big box store on Monday. The suspect was making threats inside the Walmart. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Two New York City police officers are recovering after they were shot over the weekend by the same suspect at two different locations. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The nation's top law enforcement official is expressing outrage about it.
I'd just like to express my outrage at the attempted assassination of two New York City police officers.
That's Attorney General Bill Barr speaking Monday morning.
I have the full support of this administration.
One officer was shot in the chin and back and was later released from a hospital 12 hours later. Officers say the same gunman walked into a precinct headquarters in the Bronx and started shooting, striking a lieutenant in the arm. Police say he then put the gun on the ground and explained that he liked to shoot police.
Fewer people are talking about the Oscars today. The awards show hit an all-time low last night, only pulling in 23.6 million viewers. Compare that to last year's nearly 30 million. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four Chinese military hackers are being indicted in connection with a major cybercrime in the United States.
This was one of the largest data breaches in history. It came to light in the summer of 2017 when Equifax announced the theft.
Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters that the scale of the crime was staggering. He calls it a deliberate and sweeping intrusion into the private information of the American people.
But invaded the privacy of many millions of Americans and imposed substantial costs and burdens on them.
The hack compromised the personal data of nearly 150 million Americans. Turning to entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend.
This all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual.
Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is the number one movie. It brought in $33 million. Number two, Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, bringing in $12 million. Number three, 1917, bringing in $9 million. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas is at number four with $6.7 million. And number five, Jumanji, The Next Level, bringing in $5 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.